a revelation based on the audit that points to a much higher error rate among the cameras. In some cases, one in three citations were found to be inaccurate or incorrect. You were on the task force overseeing the system. What is your response? What is your reaction to the news about the error rate?
Well, it's certainly very troubling to learn this. We, as members of the task force, we were informed that there was an outside third-party entity that was looking at the speed camera and red light camera systems in Baltimore, which we applauded the city for bringing in, an outside vendor to do that. What's troubling is that we did not know until the Sun reported a few weeks ago about this sort of secret audit that was not to be released to the public. Not quite sure how you do an audit on a system that has been beleaguered with problems and then not make that public. More importantly, the task force met for our last meeting and presented our findings and final report to city officials back in June 13th to be exact, and apparently the city clearly knew about this audit at that time and didn't feel any need to share that with the members of the task force and thus the public. That we find extremely troubling.
You essentially were kept in the dark about this. Did they give you any inkling about the possible extent of these problems?
Absolutely not. Like the public, we were informed over and over again that the problems with Xerox were minimal, that the error rate was about 4%, and that was the official line we were given from city officials. The same, exactly what the public heard is exactly what the task force heard. We heard nothing beyond that. So this is extremely troubling to AAA. We obviously are working with members of the state legislature to hopefully bring about some corrections to the speed camera systems, particularly as they relate to school zones. But again, it's what's happened in Baltimore that has really, really, I believe, put these issues in the forefront. And the problem with transparency and credibility, I just don't think we can say enough about it, because obviously these are things that the city knew. And I've been told by DOT officials that they had no choice due to legal obligations. They were not permitted to share this information. But again, as many have said this morning, not quite sure how you have an audit that you can't make public with such a public issue, that's been such a public problem.
The job of the task force is concluded now. It's over, but the problems obviously remain. And AAA is both supportive. I mean, you're supportive of efforts to control speed in school zones and safety overall. Does what's happened with this audit change AAA's endorsement or support of speed cameras generally?
In general, it does not, and I'll tell you why. In general, we believe when operated properly, okay, and not with all the issues that we've certainly seen in Baltimore, they can certainly be a deterrent. They can certainly change driver behavior. We have not seen the same sorts of issues with the state highway speed camera system and work zones. We've actually seen that people have changed their behavior, that crashes have gone down, that motorists are slowing down, that fewer citations are being issued. That's what a legitimate speed camera program is supposed to look like. That, in fact, if the cameras are placed and there's significant signage and visibility so that motorists know that you're in fact in a speed camera zone and you need to reduce your speed, that their behaviors change and ideally citations go down, and that's what happens. We haven't seen, obviously, Baltimore system now has been shut down since April. We now know now that the system was shut down just a few days after this audit was made public, at least to public to internal city officials. So it's interesting, I guess, in one way we could say, oh, well, they received this audit, and then they decided to shut down the system overall until they could get it right. Well, AAA was calling on them to shut down the system long before this audit even, surfaced, because obviously they were having so many issues and couldn't get it right. So, again, we know that police cannot be everywhere at once, and particularly in Baltimore.
there are speed cameras in school zones, Xerox, State and Local Solutions as the vendor in Baltimore County and some other jurisdictions as well. What would be AAA's recommendation regarding those? Obviously not the city's jurisdiction, but in other places.
Well, we certainly have concerns, and it's important to note that while Baltimore's issues have probably been the most publicized in Maryland, we have had some issues with some smaller, not counties, but municipalities within counties, particularly in Prince George's, sort of stretching the law as to where they can place these cameras. Even Baltimore initially was declaring the area around the Maryland Institute College of Art a school zone, and we called them out on that repeatedly, and finally they removed the cameras in that area. A school zone by Maryland law is K through 12. It doesn't include nursery schools. It doesn't include colleges, and the exception to that is under a separate statute, which actually does allow the area around College Park to have speed cameras. So we would certainly encourage all the areas, all the counties, to look at their systems. We actually have been told that there may be some other issues with some of the surrounding counties that you mentioned, and AAA will certainly be looking into those.